Good morning, happy Monday, and welcome to the Park Walk. You know what time it is. Yes, indeed. Just appreciate God's nature for a moment, okay? When I tell you God is so good, God is so good, and I'm so excited for this next episode of the Power Walk. So, doors have been opening for me, and I thank God for it. I thank God that I am able to live this life abroad. I am thankful that I am able to wake up and wake up in peace. The new environment that I'm living in is absolutely amazing. I just thank God that I have the ability to live this wildly joyful life that is centered on freedom, fulfillment, peace, and purpose. Fearlessly. Since August of 2021, freedom and fulfillment has been my mantra. And since 2025, this year, I've added the word fearless or fearlessness to be able to approach these things with the three keys: accountability, transparency, and integrity. And to be able to do it knowing that God is good. God has my back. And I'm walking by faith and not by fear. It has been such a surreal experience. Living in different countries. Expanding my language acquisition. And to connect with different people all over the world that have big goals and big dreams. And some that want to do and have a life outside of the United States of America. And I think about my best friend and the entity that I helped her create, Finding Peace Abroad, and how people are just wanting to find peace in other spaces because turning on the news provides instant anxiety with what is going on. And I am just keeping folks uplifted as they navigate life, as life is continuing to life and people are continuing to people, knowing that God is going to continue to be God. On Mondays, I have Brand Day. And you might be asking, what is Brand Day? Brand Day is a day that I have dedicated on my calendar where I focus on those projects that I am passionate about. I start the week with working on the things that make me happy because my job has me working on different projects for different people. And ultimately, sometimes my things that I want to do gets pushed along just to me the objectives and goals for others. So Brand Day, I have dedicated today to reimagine what teaching for the culture is going to look like. As I've shared, and I will continue to share this story, because this trademark dispute will be in law textbooks, mark my words, because creating an organization and removing the ing, the verb tense of the word, is not new, and it creates confusion, which this is why intellectual property is so important. And so I will always continue to call out Shauna Brown. Why? Because back almost 5 years ago, we let Shauna Brown know that this was an issue and had tried to come up with some type of solution to rectify the matter. And after going through an entire process after she petitioned to cancel our trademark, and she lost in that, and we're still here with her infringing on our intellectual property, using the word teach for the culture, removing the ing of teaching for the culture, and thinking that it is acceptable, and it is not. And I want folks to hold her accountable to that, particularly because the way that I've had to expend money to fight for the intellectual property in the first place, and some of the things that she has done in this process, I can't go after her civilly. I don't have the resources to right now in this moment. So, with that being stated, I have to figure out another way. And right now for me, it's documenting the journey, it's sharing what has happened, and it's calling for public accountability for that. So it looks like out here, there's some students that have cap and gowns on, and it's like, it's a bunch of like different stuff that's happening, which seems very, very intriguing behind me. Yeah, I see some cap and gowns, and I see a bunch of students. And so that looks pretty interesting. Due to the nature and the editing process of this and making sure that I reduce as much background noise as possible, I'm going to move away from that environment and go back to the water where I was. So I just wanted to add context as I'm moving around, because you could probably see some aspects of my background of where I'm at. But I'm in the streets of Barranco, Peru. And when I tell you, it has been so amazing to explore and to just be and to wake up literally in peace. It has felt so good. And I'm grateful to God for these opportunities and the things that are happening in my life. I posted a transparency moment yesterday, just having so much gratitude and thanking God for where I've been positioned after so many storms that have been so long, that have been so back to back to back, where I would sit and cry and ask God, what else, God? What else is going to happen next? And when I tell you, being able to see the light, being able to see the sun after these storms has been so transformational for me. Being able to just be and to heal, and healing out loud, and being very unapologetic about it. I just really want to just give thanks to my equalizers and my digital guardians over in my Patreon community. And you can join if you want to be a part of that space. But I just really appreciate them for the love and the support and the messages that I get. And I've shared a lot in there. And I'm grateful for the feedback that my transparency helps others. I received a message 2 weeks ago, and it said that if you feel like you're not reaching anyone, I just want to affirm you and let you know that your messages come right on time. And for all my content creators out there, there will be some people that won't like your status. They won't comment on the things that you're saying. But they see it. They see it. So keep making that content. I was fortunate to be able to be a part of the Facebook monetization program. And the avenue of how that's growing and how money is multiplied over time. I want that for everyone else that is creating content and doing those things. I'm rooting for you. I want everyone to win. I want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to experience love, true love, real love. And I just hope the best for everybody out here, truly. I just look behind me, man. Like, being able to be immersed in this is such a privilege that I don't take for granted. I don't take it for granted. God is so good. And to be able to have this experience, to be able to have this moment during the power walk, to talk to you and have a very vulnerable conversation, knowing that there are some things that I'm going to talk about that you might not like. Again, I want you to ask yourself in that. Did I lie? The nature of politics right now is so divisive. And it's really sad to see, but also, history repeats itself. We've been here before. Now, we're seeing things that are happening in different ways due to the power of technology and AI. Again, there are things that are being created out here that's AI generated, and it's gotten so good to the point where people are having a hard time identifying what's true and what's not true. Already in a state where we have struggled with misinformation and disinformation. So you're just combining a perfect storm here, particularly when other countries have used that to weaponize other countries in political affairs. So folks had asked me on July the 4th, what happens here? What happens in Peru on July 4th? Another day. But on July the 28th is Peru's Independence Day. And they have a 3-day ceremony of activities and events celebrating their independence. And I can't wait to make content and to share with you how they celebrate their independence, because I've just seen some viral videos that have been on TikTok and Instagram of just things happening. And I just often wonder, are we regressing mentally? Because, like, some things just don't make sense. And yet, it's being amplified and pushed, and I don't know. It just seems to be a lot that's going on there. I hope that you be blessed. I hope that you make today amazing. And that you live your life unapologetically. That you live your life the best way that you can. That you do not allow anyone to come in between your visions and your goals and what you have for yourself. That you're able to look at yourself with full confidence of knowing that you can achieve, that you can make it, that you have support, that you have love, because love is the highest frequency. And I want everyone to experience love, good love, safe love, reassuring love. I want that for everyone out here. So that concludes the power walk. Y'all be blessed. I'll see y'all on the next episode. And if you missed any of my previous episodes, you can find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you listen to your podcast. And I also have a playlist on Facebook, so where you can watch these videos and not just hear them if you so choose to. But make today amazing. You're great. You're loved. You're worthy. And don't let anyone tell you different. Until next time. Peace.